From the News Center, a news focus.
A new report shows Pennsylvania needs to do more to meet its goal under the Chesapeake Bay Clean Water Blueprint. Three states are responsible for about 90% of the pollution damaging the bay. Virginia and Maryland have plans in place that should meet their pollution reduction goals, but Pennsylvania's plan falls far short, according to the foundation. The state has not budgeted the hundreds of millions needed to implement it either. William Baker, foundation president, said by approving the plan, the EPA isn't holding the state accountable.
The U.S. EPA has failed to do its job during this, the final and most important phase of the cleanup effort.
The most recent report from Pennsylvania's Department of Environmental Protection found almost 25,500 miles of impaired waterways in the state. That's up 25% from 4 years earlier. Harry Campbell with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation's Pennsylvania office said the General Assembly has not invested enough in conservation to keep up with the state's commitment to reduce water pollution from farms, wastewater, and stormwater runoff.
When the Chesapeake Bay Executive Council holds its annual meeting next week, its members can address Pennsylvania's shortfall and commit to their own plan as a partnership to get the Commonwealth back on track.
The foundation is helping coordinate efforts to plant 95,000 acres of streamside forested buffers in the state to keep pollution from reaching rivers and streams. Baker's calling for federal funds matched by the state to help farmers in reducing agricultural pollution. He said the other watershed states have roles to play as well.
As a result, the state is significantly behind in achieving its load reduction from the agricultural sector and our urban and suburban sectors as well.
The foundation is also preparing a federal lawsuit to require the EPA to enforce federal clean water laws. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.